Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Hello, welcome to episode 81. My name is Roland. I am the 20 Minute Runner. For those of you who have been regular listeners to this show, you probably wondered, would Roland ever do another episode? Because this marks 4 weeks, I believe, since I did the last one. And I'll talk more about that as we go along today. But I've missed it. I'll be honest with you. I've missed it, and evidently some of you have missed it too, which is great. I appreciate the feedback that I've had. But I'm going to fill you in on what's going on with us, with me, and also talk about some things that have happened in my life recently, and you'll begin to see why things have been the way they are. Today is March the 5th. It is Saturday, March 5th, 2011. It's about a quarter after 5 in the evening. Standing at the end of my driveway here in Thomasville. It is overcast. Clouds are actually very thick. Still good and light, but obviously the sun has gone down, or getting down. And it's about 62 degrees. Light breeze out of the south, so it's a little bit cool, but not terribly cool. It's good to have you with us again for episode 81. If I had a name for this episode, it would probably be entitled Running Interrupted. Much like, what movie was it? I want to say it was Madonna, Girl Interrupted or something. That's been the case with my running. And that's okay. Recently, I've been reminded of how the most important things in life rise to the top. And while running is definitely important, and while I want to get more back into the goals part of it, you know, we ran a half, 2.5 months ago. I want to get back to the point where the training is what it needs to be, but I've also come to the conclusion that it's okay if the running steps back from other things or from that intensity even for a matter of 2 or 3 months. And that was not my plan. That's the way it's worked out. They say, well, Roland, have you not been running at all? No, I have been. But instead of running 3 days a week, it's been down to 2 days. And honestly, there have been a couple of weeks recently since I last recorded that only got in 1 day on the weekend. Is that my preference? No. Do I really like that? No. Can I accept it, put it in proper perspective, and continue on? And the answer is yes. I'm discovering something about myself through a series of things that are happening in my life. And one of those is I really have a need to be accepted by people. We all do, but I may tend to put, if I'm not careful, things I should do relative to family and other things like that. Sometimes I may tend to put those on the back burner in order to meet what I view as the approval of my peers. And I'll talk more about that in a bit. And you may struggle with that yourself. You may feel like, I just want everybody to like me. I just want everybody to care about me and to affirm me. Well, that's okay. But I'm learning you got to do what's right sometimes. And sometimes people don't fully understand that. And sometimes they do. And I'll talk more about that in just a minute. Related to that, I have, I don't know if I mentioned this episode 80 or not, but I have been accepted into the, it's called Clinical Pastoral Education, CPE, Unit 1 at Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center. And we meet 13 weeks, all day Monday and Tuesday. We've already met 4 weeks. This coming will be the fifth. And in those settings with one another, we talk about a lot of things. And I don't want to bore you with that, but generally speaking, we have the following things we deal with. We have didactic seminars, which so far we have covered grief, emergency pastoral care, conflict, and some other issues. And then we have a skills seminar, usually the same day, where later in the day we will role play or whatever that particular situation and learn from practical role-playing what the implications of managing conflict. We've talked about family systems. If you're familiar with any of that, you know what I'm talking about. So we do that. We also have to write a verbatim every week where when you make a call, either at the hospital or in your congregation, when you make that call, you pick one for the week and you write it up. You lay out the scenario of everything anonymously, of course. Change location, names, etc. And then you literally do a verbatim. C1 is chaplain 1, P1 is patient or parishioner, whether it's congregation or clinically based. And then you go through with what happened in that discussion, and then you reflect on it in the verbatim. And twice during the quarter, I have to present a verbatim, and my peers, there are 9 of us in a group, basically give me their ideas about strengths, weaknesses, what I could have done differently, how does what we have been discussing play into pastoral care. And when I say pastoral care, it doesn't mean necessarily just congregational pastor, but it can mean institutional chaplains, whatever. And what we do is cold call at the hospital. And I've already met some situations that were sort of difficult to deal with. Because number one, you walk in as a chaplain. Sometimes people want to talk. Sometimes they'll tell you, get lost. I've had that happen twice. And then on occasion, they will act like they want to talk, but you get in. And it sort of has a hard time going anywhere. Now, I do a lot of hospital visitation, pastoral care type stuff already, but the CPE is really helping. So we spend 5 hours a week. I'm on the Brenner's 11 ENT, ear, nose, throat, / transplant. I'm dealing with a lot of people who have had issues like kidney transplant rejection, problems with dialysis, things of that nature. Some of their stories are pretty sad. And those are the people I'm ministering to. Although I'm a Christian, you may walk in and it be a Muslim. And the key in pastoral care is, how do I maintain the integrity of my religious understanding and not force that or impose that on someone who sees the world differently than me? That's in my reflection paper this week that I send to my supervisor to discuss. So we do those types of things. Do a lot of self-reflection. You meet with your supervisor an hour a week. And he goes over those types of questions and more. And anyway, getting back to trying to please my peers or those around me, sometimes to the neglect of my family, just to be accepted, I had a situation where, this ties into another thing that was going on with my stepdad, Ronald, who you may remember, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, has had multiple myeloma, former leukemia, and has had a very rough time. Well, I got a call Monday, 2 weeks ago, from Sammy, my oldest brother. By the way, the wind is whipping, but hopefully we'll soon be out of it. And Sammy told me that Ronald had gotten ill at home. I'd been there 2 weeks earlier, and he was not doing well then. But he got a little disoriented. Couldn't get him to go to the hospital. Finally, they talked him into it. The ambulance came. He looked around the bedroom and the bathroom in the bedroom where he and my mom stayed, and sort of evidently had a look of resignation in his face about what he was going to experience. So we went to the hospital, and en route had a heart attack, and they had to put him on a respirator, and he stayed on the respirator while my mom and his three grown children decided what to do. Well, this was on a Monday that I heard about it, early Monday, and I'm trying to decide whether to go down to Wilmington, 4 hours away or not, on Tuesday. And one of the problems is I have an obligation to the CPE, which I adhere to very, very highly. My obligations, as I've already said, and I hated to not carry through with it. Well, my group was able to help me to see Roland. You've only known us, I think we'd been through two sessions or not, 2 weeks rather, two or three. You've only known us 2.5 weeks, and you don't owe us anything. We understand you need to be with your family. We're not knowing when Ronald would die, or not knowing anything about funeral, I called my mother, and between the time we called the first time and the time we actually called back the second time, they had made the decision that Tuesday to pull him off the respirator, and he lived about 15 minutes. So Ronald died on President's Day, February 12th. So I asked my mother, I said, at that time the funeral was going to be, I thought, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe. But I asked her, I said, do you want me to come now? Or do you want me to wait a day or so I can be there for the funeral? And her answer unequivocally was, I want you here now. So Cindy and I packed up, went down Tuesday, came back Thursday, they ended up having a memorial service Friday night at their church. Ronald was 75 years old this past December, and him and Mom had been married, I think, 26 years. I know when Cindy and I were in college, her second year maybe, that's when she got married. My stepdad, first stepdad, had died a couple years before that. He was good to my mom. For the last few weeks of his illness, his personality had changed. He was more aggressive. Just wasn't quite himself. So rather than him lingering in hospice care or hospice situation for days and days or even weeks, the Lord took him, and Ronald is gone, and his memories are with us. But there was a debate due to money, which he left very little of, about what to do for burial. And hey, there were those who felt like that a traditional burial would be the way to go, but it would be $8,000 to $10,000, cremation was less than two, and so it was decided. My mother ultimately made the decision. Children went along with it to cremate him, and they did. She's got the ashes, looking for an urn to put the ashes in, other than the very hard plastic box they were in, and she feels okay about that. And I think that's fine. I don't have an issue with that at all, theologically or practically. People say, well, as a Christian, you believe that these bodies are going to be resurrected. I sure do. Well, how's God going to pull those ashes together? Well, think of all the counts of people who have burned up or been dismembered or whatever. Believe you me, if God can resurrect a body, God can also pull those various molecules together, or atoms, no matter where they are. And I think that'll be the case with Ronald, so I don't have an issue with that. My mother did what she needed to do, and his children ultimately stood by that and have been very supportive. Terry, Greg, the two boys particularly, and I'm thankful for that. But my point is, you reach a point in life sometimes where you need to look yourself in the face and ask yourself, what do I need to do here? What should I do here? And in this case, it's helped me to realize sometimes I allow my obligations to outride or overweigh what's going on in my life. What has that got to do with running recently? Well, CPE, I go down 10 o'clock to Baptist, which is about 35 minutes away, and go down on Mondays from 10 to 5 or 4:30 thereabouts, and then have to be back Tuesday morning at 8 to 4:30 or 5. This coming Monday, I'll be there around 10, and I'm on call, me and another guy, so we'll be there till 8 Monday night. With the business of that, some things going on at our church. We had Kirk Cameron of Growing Pains came and preached and held a marriage seminar. Lots of planning went into that. And then also things like Mike Huckabee, the governor, ran for president. He's going to be at our church tomorrow. And we are planning for about 3,500, and security and everything else involved. And so things just take time. And on top of all that, for close to 2 weeks now, I just haven't felt myself. I have been, not really have a fever, but feel fevery. Stomach issues at times, although that has improved dramatically. But like even today, I'm feeling a little bit the same way, but my stomach is okay, but just haven't quite been myself. And I wonder if it's the stress of the CPE class and Ronald's death, because we rode down Tuesday to Thursday and it was just absolutely overwhelming. Sometimes I feel like my life is in 10 pieces. But I say that to say we are going to continue, and I don't see myself stopping running, definitely. I don't see myself stopping the podcast either, although I'll comment on both of those in just a minute. Right now, let's go to some music. This is a special song. It is Christian in nature, so if that's offensive to you, you can either forward through it or listen to it. It's all a part of the smorgasbord, but I hope you enjoy it, and we'll tell you a little bit about the song in a minute. It has some significance to me. So you're listening to episode 81 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast, and I am glad to be back on the air, and I'm thrilled you're here with me. We'll be right back.
Tonight I feel so lonely. My whole world shatters around me. What can be done to me? but the whole roof comes crashing in, and I find myself the lowest that I've ever been. Since my heart breaks more than once, Lord, will you pick up the pieces again?
Song is by the group that my neighbor Jason was in, Tower Road, I believe. They're not together anymore, evidently, but I included a link for their music in the last episode show notes, I believe, and I'll try to do that again today, at least a video on YouTube of them in the studio. And the name of the song is Pieces. And when I talked to Jason the other week after I ran, you remember, in the episode 80, he forwarded me the music as we had discussed in that episode. And so, Jason, kudos, and I hope that God opens doors for you to do what it is you are most passionate about, particularly related to music. And I know that will happen if you're faithful. And you know what? Reminds me, do what you're passionate about. I'm learning more and more that our tastes and preferences and things in life can change. And what we were passionate about 5 years ago or even 5 months ago might not be the same today. Locate your passion. That thing that you just have to do or you feel you were wired to do.
for me, running is one of them. And go for it. And be authentic. Be who you are. Don't try to be somebody you're not, which we're all guilty of. I talked a minute ago about trying to be liked to make a good impression. And while that's okay, that's not, I don't think, the healthiest way to live, because you'll never please everybody. But talking about that song, if you're new to the show, you may wonder, why is he playing a Christian song? Well, I'm actually a Christian in ministry, which I'm sure you've picked up, but 95% of my shows, content of the shows, is not about that. And it never will be. But there are times when it interjects into what I'm talking about or what's happening in my life. And I want to share it with you because this is as much a podcast about life as it is running. It's about life, and I just happen to do it while I'm running. And sometimes I talk about running as well, which we often do. So, I want to tell you, related to running, I am on Skype. And if you're on Skype, if you will look me up, The 20 Minute Runner, you will discover that I am there. And the way I got on this was Coach Jeff Smith of the Running Podcast, which I cannot promote highly enough. Coach Jeff, if you're listening, thank you once again for all you do for the greater running community. Coach Jeff is from Brisbane, Australia, down under, and lived in Japan a time and coached Japanese running team. He now coaches mainly triathletes. He's a triathlete himself. Just a joy to listen to. I love his show. If you want something funny, entertaining, heartfelt, serious training tips, practicality, and just a fun show to listen to pass the time, I can't recommend Coach Jeff enough. So, Coach Jeff, keep at it. But after the marathon, Coach Jeff listens to my show, and I listen to his, obviously. And he said he wanted to interview someone who had recently done their first marathon. And so he got in touch with me, but it was after that. And he really was more interested in how things are going with the running and the podcasting and just to catch up. And he said, I want to interview you for the show, The Running Podcast, which if you search for Coach Jeff Smith or The Running Podcast, you'll find it. And he contacted me and said, I would like to interview you, touch on A, B, and C. And I said, sure. So tomorrow will be 2 weeks ago. We got on the computer, 10 o'clock my time that night, Sunday night. Computer alerts me, I'm getting a call on Skype, and it's Coach Jeff. And I was thinking he was 13 hours behind, but actually he was 13 hours ahead. So it was 1 o'clock Monday, his time. And so we talked for probably a good 20 minutes about this, that, and the other. And it was amazing after hearing someone on a podcast so long to be able to converse with them like that. It's just incredible. We talked about how neat that is. Now, we didn't do video, but audio. And then he said, this is the way we want to tape it. And this is what we're going to talk about. And you just say what's on your mind. And it seemed very natural, and we did. And so he interviewed me, talked about where I live, and talked about half marathon recently, things of that nature, about how I got into podcasting and stuff like that. And then finally, we got into a discussion about he'd like to have me come back and do a full interview on just chi running, which I am very interested in. Still doing it. We'll never go back to the other way. Still not having any issues, and highly encourage you to do the same. The level of pelvis, slight lean from the hips and the ankles. Extend your neck, toes pointing forward in the direction you're going. Run from the hip, run relaxed. And there are other elements of that too, but those are the basic ones. And so I told him I'd do that, but it's not been out on his podcast yet. But if you keep your eyes and your ears open for the running podcast, Coach Jeff will have that interview, assuming there were not any technical glitches in recording it. Related to that, I want to say this. Gave me an idea, which I would love to do. And that is, if I can get the recording software for Skype, it's a plug-in, I guess. He told me about it. I would love to interview any of you for the program. Maybe not every episode have an interview, but every 3 or 4 weeks have an interview. And I don't care who you are or where you run. As long as you love running and you are halfway serious about it and you listen to the program, I'd love to interview you. So even though I can't record it right now, if you are interested, send me an email if you have Skype. And if you're interested in being interviewed and me playing it on the show and you don't have Skype, email me and tell me that you'll get Skype and let's begin that conversation. And I'm going to be checking out to see if I can get the software necessary. But it's very easy to download, install. It's totally free. For our purposes, it would be totally free. So let me hear from you. I'd be curious. If you say, yeah, Roland, I'd love to be interviewed. That way, instead of just hearing me ramble, we can actually engage in a real conversation, real time. So, Coach Jeff, thank you for that opportunity. And as that becomes available, I will include a short clip of that in an upcoming episode and refer you exactly to where to find it, so that you can locate the show and hear the interview we had with Coach Jeff of the Running Podcast. So thanks again, Coach Jeff. I appreciate that very, very much. I did want to tell you, due to a change in some plans, not moral failure, not running out on my wife, nothing of that nature at all, but due to some potential long-term change of plans, Lord willing, I will be running the North Carolina Marathon again this year. Now, it was about a year ago, as we speak, but it was March 20th last year. But they moved it to November, so now we've got a year and a half between the time of running it. But Lord willing, as things settle down in my life, and I'll talk more about that in the weeks ahead as well, we hope to run the marathon in November. Probably will not do a half before then, although there is one in October, Cannonball, that I've run before, which is a great race, but I'm just not going to run a marathon within 6 weeks, or half rather, within 6 weeks of a whole one. So we'll be planning for that. And I've already put on my calendar to register, and beginning around August 1, we will begin training for that. I will plan to, Lord willing, build up to probably 22-mile long run. Hit 20 at least twice, maybe three times in the weeks leading up to it. We will include hill work and some tempo runs as well. And I would expect the mileage to top out at maybe 40 miles a week, no more than that. And I'll go ahead and tell you my goal, which short of an injury, and if I can get the training where it needs to be, should not be exceptionally difficult if the weather's good that day. I do want to break 4 hours, and I think that is very possible. Maybe even 3:55. Long shot, 3:50, but I definitely think I can go under 4. And with the chi running, I won't have the pounding that I had before, and if you remember the knee problems we had, I don't think those will be an issue. I am wearing my glasses again, by the way. Got me another strap. And find that I just do better with them. whether I'm recording or not, reading or not, notes. Sometimes I carry notes when I record, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's in my head. Sometimes I need a piece of paper to help me keep it there, but anyway, I do enjoy wearing my glasses when I run, and the benefit far outweighs any negative part of that. So, that's what's been going on with me. CPE, death of my stepdad, other things that we may tell you about, or we will in the weeks ahead. But we're still running, and hopefully we'll get back into the recording with much more regularity, which I hope to do. All right, we've been running 4.5 miles, 40:35. We're averaging 8:35 on this mile, and I'll bring you in towards the end, planning to go around 5. So we'll be right back. I do want to include a clip here of an MP3 that was sent to me of running goals for 2011 from Randy. And Randy, I'm glad to play that here. Let's hear what Randy's going to be doing this year.
Hello, Roland. This is Randy Greenway from Dalton, Georgia. I am a avid listener, a runner for 6 months, and wanted to respond to one of your recent podcasts where you asked for your listeners to, if they could, send an MP3 file in which they expand upon their goals, I should say running goals for the year 2011. My primary goal for the first half of the year is to run in my first half marathon. The half marathon I plan on running is on April the 9th, and it's the inaugural Run for God, Run at the Mill half marathon that will be held here in Dalton, Georgia. For that half marathon, I really don't have a time goal. My main objective is to run in and complete that race and see how my time goes. I'm currently in the process of training for the half marathon using a Runner's World training guide, and I'm about 4 or 5 weeks into that plan, and things are going very, very well, along with some weight loss that will help me, I think, as well. I think my other running goal for the year is to run a sub 30-minute 5K. Now, keeping in mind that I'm a very new runner, I've been running almost exactly 6 months, and I think running a faster 5K would do real well for me, or actually would make me feel pretty good. So anyway, those are my brief goals for the year, first half of the year. Beyond that, I'll probably select another half marathon to run, maybe a 10K, maybe something in the fall, but that's kind of my plan for now. Certainly, again, I appreciate you giving us this opportunity to send this information in about what we're trying to do. I love the podcast. Thanks again for your effort you put into that. And just for being a voice out there, helping us, particularly us newbies, learn all about running. And otherwise, hope you have a great day, a great year, and thanks so much.
I am glad to note that Run Digger Run, Matt Howard, is back on. Haven't checked the last couple weeks, but he was having some serious back problems, stuff like that. Quit recording a while, he's back on. Matt, glad to have you. If you're listening to this show, drop me an email or MP3. Love to hear from you. And also, Stephen of the Devoted Runner, back in the Army Reserves. Been going in for some training. And Stephen has not recorded for his podcast much longer than I missed, but he is planning to come back with a health-oriented one that includes running, but is more about food and weight loss, things of that nature. So Stephen, thanks for that update. Hope things are going well with you and your wife and family. whenever I was talking a minute ago about what I have in my show and whether you want to hear it or whatever, I was reminded of part of the conversation Coach Jeff and I had. I don't remember if it was during the interview or before it, but I asked him, I said, how do you determine what you're going to discuss? And I said, for me, when I talk about ministry or talk about my personal life, I thought that it would be a turnoff to people. And I said, if it is to some, I don't talk about it enough that it keeps them from listening. And his advice to me was the same as what Steve Runner gave me from Fidipidations a year and a half ago. He said, be true to yourself. Be who you are. If people don't see who you are, they can see who you're not. And you want people to see who you are. And so, don't hide who you are. Be sensitive. But don't apologize for being who you are. And so, that's what I'm doing. And he said that podcasts are kind of like a smorgasbord. He said, you go to a buffet, you pick what you want, you eat it, and you forget the rest. And I think that's true. So, if talk of certain things doesn't appeal to you, hang in there, because pretty quickly we'll move on to something else. So, I say this, I'm going to be myself, be who I am, and as far as I can tell, that has never been an issue with the number of listeners we have for this show, and I want to thank you for that, and I want to encourage you to do the same, be true to yourself, and don't try to be something to impress others, which has sort of been the theme of this show, I guess. Alright, that's enough of that. I promise this will never be a religious podcast, but I will not promise it will never cover topics of religion or ministry, but I'll never do it in a dogmatic fashion. Thank you for understanding and still listening. Okay, we have stopped. Hey, kitty. Pretty tabby cat, long-haired. Scrunched down in the grass. Let's see, I've been on 46 minutes, so that's about 6 o'clock, and it is still, there's plenty of light. Doesn't get dark now at about 6:30, and I'm loving it. A little warm right now, but not overly so. So, how did we do today? See if I can get this to do what I need it to do, and we'll check it out. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here we go. History. Okay. We ran 5.11 miles, 46:24. It's a 9:05 pace, which is okay with me. Felt good, and I feel good. So I'm going to soon get away from here, but I'll be back. I will say, I don't know if I can do every week, although I'd be willing to, but I would really like to do every other week at the least, keep that continuity. So we'll be back as soon as we can. And in the meantime, would you drop me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Drop me a line. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you like the show, what you don't like, what you want to hear about. I've got some ideas for future episodes as well that we'll be covering. And if you could send me an email, I would appreciate it. Check me out on Facebook. The 20 Minute Runner is my handle. Or go to my blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Take the survey. You can email me from there. Sign up at iTunes. If you go to iTunes and leave me a review, I would appreciate that as well. And just thank you for all of you who listen. It still amazes me. I received several emails from people wanting to know, Roland, what are you doing? Roland, are you running? Roland, are you there? And I appreciate that. And obviously we are. and just hope things will improve as life settles down. So you've been listening to the episode on running interrupted. Sometimes life is interrupted, and that's okay. So I'm going to walk back to the house, get me some Walmart brand, not Gatorade, but you know what I'm talking about. It's lighter than Gatorade, much lighter. And get cleaned up, stretch a little bit, take a shower, and tonight Carolina and Duke play the last game of the ACC season, regular season. They're tied for the top spot in the ACC conference or Atlantic Coast Conference right now. And I am a diehard Carolina Tar Heel basketball fan. So I'm pulling for Carolina. They're playing in Chapel Hill, so I think we'd have a good chance of beating them. Will we? I don't know. Can we? Without question. All right. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do mean that, and I really, really, really want to hear from you. Send me an email, MP3, photograph. We'll post any of that at the blog or in an episode as appropriate. And I'd love to hear from you about Skype. So check that out, and I'd love to interview you in the weeks ahead, and we'll work that out if you just get in touch with me. Okay, we will see you hopefully in no more than a couple of weeks. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll be sure to get it every time you put your player on. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks again. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.